Arya. Arya's stitches were crooked again. She frowned down on them with dismay, and glanced over to where her sister Sansa sat among the other girls. Sansa's needlework was exquisite. Everyone said so.
"Sansa's work is as pretty as she is,"
Septa Mordain told their lady mother once.
"She has such fine, delicate hands."
When Lady Catelyn had asked about Arya, the Septa sniffed.
"Arya has the hands of a blacksmith."
Arya glanced furtively across the room, worried the Septa Mordain might have read her thoughts, but the Septa was paying her no attention today. She was sitting with the Princess Myrcella, all smiles and admiration. It was not often that the Septa was privileged to instruct a royal princess in the womanly arts, as she had said when the Queen brought Myrcella to join them. Arya thought Myrcella's stitches looked a little crooked, too, but you would never know it from the way Septa Mordain was cooing. She studied her own work again, looking for some way to salvage it, then sighed and put down the needle. She looked glumly at her sister. Sansa was chatting away happily as she worked. Beth Cassell, Sir Roderick's little girl, was sitting by her feet, listening to every word she said, and Jane Poole was leaning over to whisper something in her ear.